this particular chorus that we sing is almost our theme song.
这个特别的这个歌，我们唱的是基本上是我们的主题歌。
Beautiful words, simple presentation of the gospel, lovely tune, that's why we keep singing it.
这就是一个那个非常美的一首歌，它是把那个福音呢简单的介绍我们，而旋律也非常美，这就是我们经常要唱的原因。
So here we go. The Savior of the world in wonderful love came down to this world to die, that all will believe, my partner is he, and live with him. This week, no, the beginning of next week is going to be Mother's Day. So I thought today we would study a little bit about some mothers in the Bible.
因为这个原因呢，我觉得我们要学习一点关于在圣经里面的一些母亲的故事。
And this little hymn is one that it's in the children's section of the hymn book, and the story is that the mothers brought the infants to the Lord Jesus, you'll remember, and the disciples said, no, he's too busy for children.
So,这个里面呢，就是这个故事呢，就是开始是从那个孩子的角度。你们大家都记得呢，就是说是在那个故事里面，那些母亲们把那个婴儿呢带到那个主耶稣基督这里，他的门徒们说不，主耶稣基督说呢，不要阻止他们。But
the Lord rebuked the disciples and said, "You let the children come to me." That's what heaven's all about. The kingdom of heaven is made up of people just like children.
女主呢，就是说是责备了他的门徒们，就是说是说呢，啊，你不要阻止小孩带队。那么说呢，神的国呢，就天国就是像这个样子，里面就是充满着像小孩子这样的人。So
we'll sing this, and then we'll have a few mother stories from the Bible.
我们现在唱呢，再学一点关于在圣经里的一些关于母亲的故事。
For I will reign.
that's a new piece to many, but the truth is good. It's the fact that the Lord loves little children, and the mothers have the responsibility of teaching the little children.
对，阿门，谢谢大家，大家唱得非常好。这个呢，就是说是关于那主耶稣基督爱那个小孩，那么说做母亲的，他们责任呢，就是要把孩小孩带到主耶稣基督这里来。
So Lord, we pray that you'll help us now as we just turn to some simple stories in the Bible to remind us of the responsibility and the wonder of motherhood.
就是感谢您呢，我们就祷告呢，就是说是求您呢帮助我们，帮助我们就是在圣经里面呢有些那个母亲呢，他们把孩子带到您这里。
Help us, we pray, we ask in Jesus' name, Amen.
请您帮助我们，我们祷告，我们祈求，奉主耶稣基督的名 ，Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
So, I tried to get a little instruction from the Bible as to what mothers did and what they should do.
您那个师徒呢，在圣经里得到一些指示，就是关于呢，就是说那些母亲呢，他们做的什么，他们应该怎么去做。So
I'm not sure how much time we're going to have, but four or five stories probably, four or five mothers from the Bible and what they did as a responsibility for their children.
这个里面呢，我不知道我们有多少时间，就是在圣经里有四到五个故事，四到五个故事呢，关于那个母亲们呢，对他们的孩子的责任。So
Exodus chapter 2 and verse 8, we read of one mother.
因为就是说是出埃及记的第二章的第八节，我们读到了一个母亲。This
was Moses' mother.
这是摩西的母亲。Her
name was Jochebed.
她的名字叫Jochebed。And
she, you'll remember, ended up being. Let's read chapter 2 and verse 8.
现在我们来读一下第二章，出埃及记第二章第八节。
It says, Pharaoh's daughter said to her, Go to the maiden. So the maiden went and called the child's mother.
八节说，法老的女儿就对他说，去吧，童女就去了，叫了孩子的母亲来。
Moses' sister brought the mother of Moses to Pharaoh's daughter so that the mother of Moses could care for her son.
所以呢，那就是摩西的姐姐，她呢去把摩西的母亲叫来，叫来这样带到去见法老的女儿，这样呢就是说是摩西的母亲呢就可以看顾她自己的儿子。
What did Jochebed do? I tried to make it really simple.
加各伯都做了什么？我试图把它变得非常简单。She
cared for her son in spite of the law.
所以呢，他呢照顾他的儿子，尽管呢律法存在在那里。Doesn't
matter what the law says, mothers care for your children.
所以不管法律是怎么说的，你要去照顾你的孩子呢。And
we honor that woman. She saw the good hand of God upon her son in so many ways. She basically said, he's a good boy. I am going to disobey. I'm going to make sure he lives. I'm not going to kill him.
这个里面呢，我们尊重这个母亲。这个母亲呢，因为她呢看到了神的手呢，在她的儿子身上。她说呢，我不会顺服当时的律法。我不管怎么样，我要去照顾我的儿子啊。他是一个非常可爱的儿子，我不会杀了他。Okay,
we're moving really swiftly this morning. So the book of Proverbs, chapter 31.
我们今天要翻得非常快，那个箴言的31章。
There was a man whose name was Solomon.
有个人，他的名字叫所罗门。
He was also known as King Lemuel.
同样呢，就是作为是那个拉米尔的王。
And we read about him and his mother in chapter 31 of Proverbs. Proverbs 31 verses 1 and 2.
因为就是呢，我们在那个就是说箴言的31章里读到了他和他的妈妈第二，就是箴言31章1到2节。
So Proverbs 31 says, the words of King Lemuel, the utterance which his mother taught him.
第一节说呢，尼木伊勒王的言语是他的母亲教训他的预言。
She said, "What, my son? And what, son of my womb? And what, son of my vows? Do not give your strength to women."
第二节、第三节说呢，第二节说，我的儿呀，我腹中生的儿呀，我许愿得的儿呀，我当怎样教训你了？不要将你不要将你的力量给妇女。
She taught her son.
她呢教导她的儿子。
She taught him about women.
她也教导他关于妇女。
He didn't listen.
他不听。
He married all kinds of women.
他呢就是和很多类型的女人结婚。
He didn't listen to his mother, but his mother taught him the very thing that he turned from. And he in later life realized that it wasn't her fault. She taught him what he needed to know. He said no, but she taught him what was right.
所以呢，就是说是他不听他母亲教导的，就是他呢，后来呢，他就照着他自己的做，在他人生的后期呢，他意识到呢，这并不是他母亲的错，他母亲教导了他正确的，他却没有去遵循这个。
So what is the truth here? And that is, teach him what's right, even if he doesn't obey. Teach him what's right.
这里的真理是什么呢？就是说是你去教导你的孩子正确的事情，就算他不顺服的话，你要把正确的事情教导给他。
All right, we're going to move to Judges, the book of Judges, chapter 5.
我们要呢就是读到士师记呢第五章。
Judges chapter 5, we don't know this story quite as well.
现在就是士师记第五章，我们的这个故事呢并不是完全了解。
There was a woman, in Israel in the days of the judges by the name of Deborah.
因为在那个士师时代呢，在以色列呢，有一个妇女呢，她名字叫底巴拉。
I think really probably we want Judges chapter 7 instead.
因为我认为呢，我们有可能就是用读到第七章来代替这个。
And the more I look at it, the more I don't think that's right. It's Judges chapter 5. All right, it's Judges chapter 5, verse 7 we're going to read.
就是说我看的越多呢，我越找不着。但是呢，就是我认为是第士师记第五章第七节。
It says, village life ceased. It ceased in Israel until I, Deborah, arose. I arose as a mother.In Israel.
士师记第五章第七节说，以色列村庄中的居民绝迹，他们都绝迹了，直到我底波拉兴起，等我兴起做以色列的一个母亲。
So, this woman, Deborah, was, she was a strong woman, and when there was a battle, Barak was called upon to lead the children of Israel, and he said, I won't go unless Deborah goes with me. She'll help me.
所以呢，这个底波拉呢，她呢是在以色列的妇女中呢，她是一个非常的强大的一个妇女。因为当时呢，有一个事实，她被兴起说呢，让她去打仗呢，她说她我不去，除非那个底波拉跟我一起去。
That's a wonderful role of women, isn't it?
这是那个妇女的一个非常美好的角色，是不是
？They're behind their husbands to help them.
他们在他们的丈夫背后帮助他们。
And they're behind a lot of their children to help them.
他们在那些他们很多的孩子后面呢，也帮助他们。
Praise the Lord for that kind of a mother.
所以为真正的母亲，我们要赞美主。
Interestingly, verse 1 of chapter 5 says, Then Deborah.And Barak, the son of Ahinoam, sang on that day.
这个非常有意思呢，在第五章第一节说，那日底波拉和亚比挪安的儿子巴拉作歌说。
So Deborah didn't just help the children fight the battle. Sorry, help the children of Israel fight the battle.
因为底波拉他不仅仅只是帮助以色列人呢去打仗。
She taught them to sing.
他也教导他们去唱歌。
We always sing in this meeting.
我们在这个学习里经常唱歌。
We often sing in other meetings.
在其他的那些会议里我们也唱歌。
Is it good for Christians to sing?
所以对基督徒来说，那句歌唱是好事吗？
And the answer is yes.
答案是是的。
Christians sing.
基督徒们歌唱。
Why do they sing?
他们为什么要歌唱？
Paul says it this way. He says, you Colossians, you're supposed to be singing and making melody in your hearts to the Lord.
所以呢，使徒保罗这样说，对那些哥罗西人说，那哥罗西人，你们要歌唱，你们要在那个心里的，用心灵去歌唱，把它变成美好的旋律，唱给主。
Why do the Christians sing? Because they're happy.
基督徒们为什么要歌唱呢? 因为他们高兴。
Why are they happy? Because God gave them a song.
所以他们为什么要高兴呢? 因为神赐给他们一首歌。
And wherever you go, all around the world, you will find Christians who sing.
所以不管你去到世界哪里，世界各地的，你发现基督徒们呢都在歌唱。
So we had an aunt in our family, Norma and I.
因为诺曼和我呢，在我们家里有个婶婶。
And she got to be old.
她呢老了。
And that was very disappointing for her, as I'm finding out for the rest of us.
所以呢，就是我那发现呢，就是我们其他人都发现呢，对她那时候呢，她有点失望。
I used to take her to my house on Sunday afternoons.
过去呢，经常呢，就是星期天的下午把她带到我的家。
And she was pretty old and feeble, and she really didn't know very much to do very much.
因为她非常的老，也非常的虚弱，所以呢，她呢，做不了什么事。
So, I usually had to do some Bible study Sunday afternoon, so I would leave her alone in the house, and I would be sitting in my study, and she would be in the rest of the house. And what do you think she did?
因为我通常呢，在星期天的下午呢，我会带领一个圣经学习，圣经学习呢，然后呢，我就在房间里呢，就把它放在另外一个房间，我在另一个房间里去带我的圣经学习。你认为他一个人待在房间里的时候，他在做什么呢？
She walked around the house, and she sang.
他在那个房子里面呢，到处走，并且在歌唱。
And I was amazed. She didn't work. She didn't sit down and read. She just walked around.
我感到非常的惊奇呢，她呢并没有去做事儿，也没有只是坐在那里读经，她就是在到处走的，边走边唱。
And what do you think she sang?
你认为她唱的什么？
Well, she sang songs about Jesus.
她唱呢就是关于主耶稣的。
She had forebears who came from Scotland.
所以她的先辈呢是从苏格兰来的。
And there were a lot of Scottish songs that she probably knew.
她呢肯定呢会唱很多呢苏格兰的歌曲。
She never sang them.
她从来不唱。
She sang the hymns about Jesus.
她唱呢关于主耶稣的赞美诗。
And I used to listen, and I would say, Lord, when I get to be an old man, would you let me just sing about Jesus?
因为我就通常在听，我就跟主耶稣就是说，主啊，当我年纪大的时候呢，求您呢让我也去歌唱主耶稣。
What a wonderful thing.
这多么奇妙的事。
She could have gone around the house complaining.
她本来可以在房子里到处去抱怨。
I don't remember hearing her complain.
我从来没听到过一句抱怨。
She just sang.
就是歌唱。
Deborah, this fine woman that we read about in the book of Judges, Deborah taught the people of God to sing.
所以迪波拉，我们在这圣经的这一个部分里读到的她呢，她去教导神的子民以色列人歌唱。
Mothers, that's your job. Teach your children to sing.
所以母亲们，这是你们的工作，去教导你们的孩子们歌唱。
Our mother taught us to sing.
我们的母亲教导我们歌唱。
Especially Norma.
特别教了Norma。
She was more bold than I.
她比我胆子更大一点。
But the story is told that they went downtown to the department store.
那就是说这个故事，他们去到那个市中心的一个连锁店，
And they all got in the elevator.
他们所有人都进了电梯。
And Norma started to sing.
Norma 呢就开始歌唱。
I never did find out, Norma. Do you remember how old you were at this point in this story?
因为我从来没有想出来。
I was very young.
Probably two or three.
因为他不记得诺曼到底在这个故事里年龄多大。诺曼说他非常的小，他说有可能两三岁。
All the people in the elevator, and Norma started to sing. Do you know what she sang?
因为在电梯里挤满了人，诺曼开始歌唱。你知道他唱的什么吗？
And you say, yeah, I know.
你说我知道他唱什么。
She sang, Jesus loves me, this I know.
他唱耶稣爱我，我知道。
Okay, when do you start singing?
你什么时候开始歌唱吗？
When you're very, very old. Sorry, when you're very, very young.
你非常非常老，对不起，你非常非常小的时
When
候。
When do you stop singing about Jesus?
Never.
你什么时候停止歌唱主耶稣呢
？Okay, certainly not when you're very old. You just keep on singing about Jesus.
当然不是在年纪大的时候，你一定要一直歌唱主耶稣。
Deborah was a great mother.
提波拉是一个伟大的母亲。
So what have we got?
我们这里读到什么？
We've got Jochebed.
我们读到了 Jochebed。
She cared for him, planned for him, and schemed for her children.
就是他呢，就是去关心他的孩子。
And then, Bathsheba, she taught her children, even though they didn't always obey.
因为巴西巴呢，就是也教导他的孩子，就算他不总是顺服。
Okay, and, where am I now? Deborah taught her children to sing.
提波拉呢，教导他的孩子们歌唱。
Okay, one more mother taught. Who was that?
因为我们再多一个母亲，她教导，她是谁呢？
And that is Mary. Over to the book of Luke.
给大家翻到路加福音，这是玛利亚。
No, I'm sorry, John. I want you to go to John chapter 2.
对，抱歉，我们翻到约翰福音，约翰福音第二章。
John chapter 2.
约翰福音第二章。
And verse number 5.
第五节。
And it reads, His mother said to the servants, whatever he says to you, do it.
有些时候他母亲的仆人们说呢，无论他告诉你们什么，你们就做什么。
Okay, so we know that women are not to be the preachers.
我们也知道呢，妇女呢不应该成为讲道人。
But I want you to tell me if you can think of a better sermon than that sermon.
因为我就是说问你们，你们能不能够想到任何一篇讲道比这个讲道更好呢？
Okay, six words. Whatever he says to you, do it. Seven words.
所以七个词，无论他告诉你们什么，你们就做什么。
That's the best short sermon you're ever going to hear.
这就是一个。最好的、最短的那个一篇讲道，你有史以来你听到的。
Now the consequence of that was that the people she was speaking to did it.
因为结果呢是那些听到他讲的那些人呢照着做了。
He said, "Fill the water pots with water and pour it out, and it'll be wine."
因为他们说呢，他说呢就是把那些石缸呢灌满水，你再倒出来就成了酒。
That's what's been happening ever since, isn't it?
就是那次以后一直发生的，是不是呢？
Somebody came to you with the water of the Word of God.
所以有人来到你这里，带着呢就是神的话的声音。
And if you opened up your mouth and your throat and you had a really good drink, you said that's the best wine I've ever had.
因为如果你打开你的嘴和你的喉咙，你喝下去呢，你说那这是我喝过的最好的葡萄酒。
It's interesting that these women were women.
非常有意思呢，这些妇女就是妇女。
they had profoundly, they had, no, they had profound impact upon their family, and through their family and others, they went to so many.
他们呢，就是对他们家庭呢产生了深刻的影响，而且这种深刻的影响，通过他们的家人呢，对给许多人也产生了深刻的影响。
Mothers often have profound impact.
母亲们通常呢有非常呢深刻的影响。
That was God's plan.
这是神的计划。
Don't stop, mothers. Don't stop the profound impact on your families.
所以你们作为母亲的，不要停止对你的，对你们的家人产生深刻的影响。I've
told you before that towards the end of her life, within the last few weeks, our mother said, "I'm not ready to die."
因为我跟大家以前讲过，就是在我们的母亲呢，她呢最后的日子，她要死的时候呢，她说呢，我还没有准备好要死。We
said to her, "Mother, why aren't you ready to die?"
那她说，母亲，为什么你没有准备好要死呢？She
said, "Because my work's not done yet."
因为我的工作还没做完。Now
I didn't really think of it at the time, but now I realize what she was saying was, "Harold, you still need me."
所以呢，就是直到现在，那个时候我才意识到呢，他呢就是说是啊，他对我说的话就是 Harold 呢，你还需要我。
There are a lot of things that you need from me. I'd like to give them to you all now. I haven't given them yet, but I'm afraid if I go, nobody will give you. Who's going to teach you then?
对他说呢，我还有很多事情没有给你，我还有东西没有给你，我还没教导你。如果我现在走了，那以后呢？那可能没以后就没有人教导你了。那谁会来教导你呢？
So teach them, take care of them, and be like Bathsheba, and teach them even if they don't listen, so that they'll remember it when they realize it's going wrong.
所以呢，就是去教导他们，教导他们去呢关心他们，关心他们，就像那个把西北一样，就是让他们不听呢，你教导他们，教导他们，他们就知道最后知道什么是错的。Be
like Deborah, teach them to sing.
就像迪波拉去教导他们去歌唱。And
be like Mary, teach them to do whatever Jesus tells them to do.
就像玛利亚一样去告诉他们，就是不管主耶稣基督告诉他们做什么，照着做就行了。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you for mothers.
主啊，我们要为母亲们献上感恩。
Each of us have had mothers, and we're proud of them, and we thank you for them.
每个人呢都有母亲，我们为他们感到骄傲，我们为他们祷告。
Lord, we pray that all the women and those of us who are men too will continue to be like mothers and teach.
主要呢，我们在祷告那些所有的母亲呢，就像人我们的人男人一样的都去教导。Lord,
we don't just want to teach; we pray for these children.
主要我们不仅仅只是想要教导，我们要为这些孩子们祷告。Would
it please you, Lord, to take our children?
主要求您呢，就是照顾我们的孩子们。And
make them mighty for God.
所以把他们呢变成呢属神的大能的人。And
Lord, you did that in Scripture.
主啊，您在圣经里这么做了。Lord,
our world needs good children.
主啊，我们这世界需要好的孩子们。Our
world needs godly children.
我们的世界需要敬虔的孩子们。Our
world needs children that will rise as did Moses and others to lead the people of God in a direction that they need to go.
所以我们的世界呢，需要这样的一些孩子们，当他们长大以后呢，像摩西和其他人一样的带领神的子民呢，去他们要去的地方。Lord,
we thank you for these examples that we've looked at.
所以主要我们感谢您呢，我们看到这些榜样们。And
we pray that each of us will be like them.
我们祷告，我们中间每一个人呢，都会像他们一样。And
bring glory to God.
给神带来荣耀。
Through our children.
通过我们的孩子们。
We give thanks in Jesus' name and pray.
我们现在献上感恩，并且祷告，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.